You and your wife started off the tobacco farm out there at Tobacco?
While I was building up the farm to grow tobacco, I came into Mareeva to buy some concrete blocks, and the fellow that owned it was getting on in years, and he said, "Why don't you buy it off me?" And I thought, "No, I don't want a brickworks." But I went home and thought about it. Next day I came in and I offered him a cheque which was less than the amount he had asked for, and I said, "Take it or leave it." He said, "I'll take it." And so I ran a brick factory, concrete block works, because in those days they were building concrete ones everywhere, and they were made of concrete block. The demand was enormous. I realised that some of the concrete blocks that I produced, quite a number of them, were going to Dimbula. I had two machines here making concrete blocks. So I took one machine and a concrete mixer to a block of land I bought at Dimbula and started making concrete blocks there as well. And then I bought a Bedford truck and I became a truckie. I carried sand every day to each of my brickworks. I had a share farmer growing tobacco and I had staff looking after both brickworks. Then eventually I sold them, sold the tobacco farm and moved to Davies Creek, where I grew cattle on a property there. About 1966, I sold that one to come to Mareeva and look to run a business.
What about getting into the council? You sought to become a councillor?
In 1961, I had just sold out of the motor business and I had the brickworks and whatever else, and I decided to stand for council. I'd never been on council before. I was 27 and the people elected me. I was overwhelmed, of course, and I spent the next 12 years. I contested the next three elections, and then the last term I went in unopposed. And after that I thought, well, it's time to move on.
Chairman of the Mareeba Shire Council for 12 years.
12 years,
that's,
yeah.
That's a long time.
We did a lot in those days. It was a solid, sound, progressive council. And I give full credit to the councillors that sat around the table with me. They were all much older than me. They all had a vision to make things happen. And that was, I think, a lesson for me and also something that we could get our hands onto and improve the district while it was growing with the expansion of tobacco.
Yes, well, infrastructure certainly went ahead.
Absolutely.
You're also part of the Cairns Harbour Board?
Yes. A member, I think, for 6 years and chairman for 14. So I served a total of 20 years. We did a lot there. Again, I pay full respect to my fellow members because without their support, the things we achieved would not have happened. But we did a lot for Cairns within our ability to do so. Where previously the Harbour Board looked after shipping, what we tried to do is expand the scope of the Harbour Board to benefit or help to grow a community. One of the things that I found overwhelming after it succeeded was building the airport. There was a lot of controversy about the airport. The mayor was calling public meetings. Locals were holding objections. The mayor went to Brisbane, spoke to the Queensland government about the council taking over the airport or forming another body to do so. The government didn't agree, but then I had a phone call from the mayor from Brisbane saying, "Could we meet for lunch the next day?" I said, "Sure." So when he came back, we met and he said, "The government will agree to the Harbour Board taking over the airport." I said, "Okay, we'll do it." So we took it on and we faced the controversy and the objections. I remember once Canberra had offered us $16 million and it was nowhere near enough. You know, inflation was growing and it was frightening, in fact. So I went to Canberra and I met with the bureaucrats. And they said, "You've got $16 million, take it or leave it." I said, "Thank you very much." Closed my briefcase, walked out and said, "Offer it to the fire board, the hospital board, but the harbour board isn't prepared to take it on." I went to the minister, Hunt. He was the Federal Transport Minister. I told him what we were doing, and I said, "The problem is they're offering us 16. We need 21 or 22. And he said, "Leave it with me." And on the day the federal budget came out, he rang me and said, "You've got 21 plus nearly 22 million. I said, "We'll take it on." Then I thought, if inflation continues at this rate, we won't have enough money to complete this. So I went looking for CPI, and the federal treasurer wouldn't agree to it. Eventually, I went to Malcolm Fraser, who was the Prime Minister, told him our story. Again, he rang me after a few weeks and said, "You've got CPI." And that gave us $7 million. If we hadn't taken that step, we would have been $7 million behind. So the result was that we built it and we had no debt. During this time, I went around the world. Qantas gave me free airfares for myself and two people I asked for, one from the accommodation sector and one from the attraction sector in Cairns. So we went around the world, went everywhere. We'd hold a cocktail party, invite the travel agents. I had a recording by Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin used to come here fishing. So I got him one day in the Pacific Hotel. He had a stubby in front of him. I asked him to give us a few minutes of his time to tell the world about Cairns. So we had this video we took with us, and it was a door opener for us because wherever we showed it around the world, they recognised the face. And here was Lee Marvin with a 4X stubby in his hand saying what a beautiful place this is. It was just unbelievable.
You were awarded an OBE as well.
At the time, yes. I was awarded an AM in the last few years as well.
The Queensland government made you commissioner to the Middle East. What was that all about?
They wanted to promote trade, investment and tourism. And after we opened the airport, I had a phone call one day from the Premier to say, we're opening an office in the Middle East. I'd like you to go there and open it and start it. So I discussed it with my wife. We were in real estate at the time. Our children had grown up. We thought at our stage, we'll give it a go. So we went to Bahrain, and it was a great experience because I'd never been to that part of the country for any length of time. When we'd been there 2 years, they asked me to go to Los Angeles to open the office there. In Bahrain, I travelled from Egypt, all the Arab states, down to India and Pakistan. Then in the United States, I covered USA, Canada and Mexico. We promoted trade, investment and tourism.
And then finally back home.
Came back and Chamber of Commerce had shut down. One of the active members of it was Bill Hastie, the Hastie Centre here, a great businessman. And he sent me a note one day and said, we've got to try and get this thing going again. So we did. We re-established the Chamber of Commerce. I tried to take an interest in local affairs and then in 2000 decided to stand for council again.